Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we are talking about a really, really sad thing that happened.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think, you know, we all should feel a little bit guilty for being a part of it as well. Because, as you know, we're going through global warming right now, and a lot of things that humans do also affects the other thing or other animals and plants that live on our planet.
That's right. Mm. So we do all these things like industry and how much plastic we use and all of these different things that they really affect other animals quite strongly. And especially I think we all saw the picture of the polar bear recently that it couldn't find any food, and the reason that it couldn't do that is because there isn't enough ice in the Arctic for them to go out to where the seals are anymore. And so you see these pictures and you say, oh, that's so terrible, but then we don't stop what we do. And so I have to say I agree with you, Tiffany. I think we do have a lot of things that we need to change to protect the animals in our environment.
Yeah, and I think, for example, Taiwan is actually taking a pretty good step towards this. I know that they're trying to ban plastic now.
That's right.
Plastic bags and plastic straws. So a lot of countries actually are taking on this action to use less plastic. So, I think we also can make other changes for ourselves too and try to cut down even more. So, we're going to take a look at an article today about how our human activity has kind of affected this really, really sad news.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look.
Okay.
Reading.
Last male northern white rhino dies. The last male northern white rhino has died at the Olpajata Conservancy in Kenya. The animal, Sudan, leaves only two remaining females, his daughter, Najin, and granddaughter, Fatu. This makes the northern white rhinoceros more endangered than the other species of rhinos in the world. In the 1960s, about 2,300 northern white rhinos lived in the wilds of Central Africa. However, their numbers fell because people hunted rhinos for their horns. Some people in Southeast Asia use it as medicine, even though it is not effective to treat health problems. Before he died, Sudan had been long in the tooth at 45 years old, which is 90 in human years. He suffered from many age-related health problems. His death means that northern white rhinos will likely die out soon. Advanced scientific methods may let scientists breed baby northern white rhinos in other ways. However, Sudan's death is a warning for people to raise awareness of and protect endangered animals.
Okay, so what are we learning about today? The article says the last male northern white rhino has died at the Olpajata Conservancy in Kenya.
Okay, I also don't know how to say it, so it's fine.
Pajet. I think it's Pajeta, perhaps.
Maybe it's a Spanish J where it's Pajeta or something.
Yeah, anyways, that's not the main point.
Mm-hmm.
The main point is that the last male northern white rhino has died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a rhino is Shinyo. It's short for rhinoceros, and it's an animal that mostly lives in Africa. We see it as a very, very large and heavy animal. It has thick skin, it's gray, and it usually has a really, really long horn on its nose, or sometimes it has two horns, a long one and a short one.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of reminds me of a dinosaur.
Mm.
Yeah, so rhinos, really big, you don't want to get in their way, but this rhino actually has died. So let's find out about this animal. It says the animal Sudan, that's the rhino's name, leaves only two remaining females, his daughter Najin and granddaughter Fatou. Okay, so of all of the white rhinos in the world, there were only three. One of them has died, and there's only two females left. That's what we learn.
Yeah, and that's a problem because there's two females, but no male, so they can't have more rhinos.
Right.
Next, it says, this makes the northern white rhinoceros more endangered than the other species of rhinos in the world. So there are many different types or kinds of rhinos, but this one, the northern white rhino, is more endangered than all of the other ones. Now, when an animal is endangered, it means that they are close to being extinct. It means that this animal has become really rare, and it's possible that the animal might die out completely, and we cannot see this animal anymore. So if an animal's extinct, it's like the dinosaurs. We don't see dinosaurs anymore.
That's right. And, of course, we did learn that there are many different rhino species. Now, a species is a group of animal that all belong to the same family. For instance, dogs and cats, of course, are not in the same animal family, so they belong to two different species. Okay, so there are several rhino species. The northern white rhino is just one of these species, and it's more endangered than the others.
All right, so next it says, in the 1960s, about 2,300 northern white rhinos lived in the wilds of Central Africa. So we learned that, you know, many years ago, a lot of rhinos used to live very happily in Central Africa. But we're going to learn a very sad truth.
That's right. Now, I wouldn't say that according to all of the species in the world that 2,300 is a huge number. But, of course, it is a lot bigger than three. Now, there's a reason that there are only two left these days, and that is what it says here. However, their numbers fell because people hunted rhinos for their horns. Now, by numbers here, we mean population, so that number 2,300 fell to two or three in just about 60 years, just almost 60 years. And that's because people were hunting the rhinos for their horns. Now, a horn is a noun, and it's the hard, pointed body part that grows on an animal's head. Now, it usually grows in twos, such as on cows or goats, but sometimes just one, like the species of rhino. And, of course, we did learn that some rhinos have two horns, a small one and a big one. Now, here's an example sentence using the word horn. Don't get too close to these bulls. If you make them mad, they can hurt you with their horns.
All right. So, why were people taking their horns or cutting their horns off? It says some people in Southeast Asia use it as medicine, even though it is not effective to treat health problems. Okay, so people were cutting off their horns and grinding it up to make medicine, but it's not proven that it really, really treats any of these health problems. So that's why we say even though. Even though this phrase just means although or despite the fact that. So, yeah, they believe, people in Southeast Asia think that rhinoceros' horns are good for medicine, but despite the fact, or despite that fact, it's not really an effective way to treat your health.
That's right.
So, yeah, I know you've been living in Iran. I know you've been living in Asia for a while now. Have you ever tried Chinese medicine before?
Only once, a long time ago. Maybe around 2007, 2008. It didn't work. I have heard now that you're supposed to take Chinese medicine for a really, really long time. But I got tired of taking it because it didn't taste very good.
Yeah, Chinese medicine is not my favorite as well. I tried it before too. But yes, Chinese medicine is more long-term as opposed to short-term. So what do you think is more effective? I think you're going to say
Western medicine. Yeah, Western medicine is what eventually cured me of my illness. So,
yeah, I think it also depends, too. Like, if you have a long-term illness and you want to, we say, take care of your body, or in Chinese we call it yangshen, maybe taking Chinese medicine could be good for you. But if you're sick and you want to feel better quickly, I think it's better to just go see a Western doctor and then take medicine. medicine and you should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different opinions in there, and we don't really have time to get into them.
Yeah.
But I suggest doing your research first.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's people taking this rhino horn in their medicine, but it's not making them any better. But anyways, let's get back to Sudan the rhino. It says, before he died, Sudan had been long in the tooth at 45 years old, which is 90 in human years. That's pretty old.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm surprised he even made it that long. But let's look at the grammar pattern that we talked about in that sentence. We said, Sudan had been. Now, in that sentence, we used the past perfect tense. We use this tense when we have two events that happen in the past, and we want to say which one happened first. So let's talk about Sudan in the past. Two things happened or were true. Number one, the rhino was long in the tooth. Number two, he died. We use past perfect to show that being long in the tooth is the first action and dying is the second action. Here are a couple more examples. Ollie had practiced the piano before he started playing the guitar. So in the past, Ollie did two things. First, he practiced the piano. Second, he played the guitar. So that's why we say had practiced the piano. One more. Dee had prepared a nice sandwich for lunch, but then she forgot to take it with her. It all happened in the past. First, she made the sandwich. Second, she forgot it.
Mm-hmm. Oopsies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we said Sudan had been long in the tooth. Okay, so long in the tooth is actually our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and learn more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Tomorrow's a day off. Let's go to an amusement park.
An amusement park? Are you sure?
What's wrong with that idea?
I'm a bit long in the tooth for those kinds of things.
What's wrong with your teeth? They look normal to me.
If someone is long in the tooth, they are a little old. Maybe too old for a particular activity.
Oh, so long in a tooth means 年纪渐大。That's crazy, come on!
If I must. Later, at the amusement park.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Let's go on that once again!
Yes, let's! This was a great idea, Vina. I'm not too long in the tooth for this at all!
No one's too long in the tooth for an amusement park.
Whoa!
All right, so long in the tooth just means you're really, really old.
Uh-huh.
All right, luckily Tiffany and I are not too long in the tooth to teach these lessons, so
yes.
Let's keep going. Here it says, he, that's Sudan the rhino, suffered from many age-related health problems. This verb, suffer, means that when you have a disease or another medical problem, or even another kind of problem, you have this problem or disease for a long time. So, for example, we could say, Gina suffered from lung cancer for several years before she died. Or we could talk about another problem, like a very, very bad typhoon. Maybe the people suffered because the typhoon destroyed their houses, something like that.
Right. So next it says, his death means that northern white rhinos will likely die out soon. Okay, so although this rhino or Sudan lived for, you know, a very long time, he did have a lot of health problems. And because of his death, it means that these white rhinos or these northern white rhinos will likely die out soon. Now, die out, this phrase means to become less and less common or unseen. And then this will eventually die or to stop existing. So, for example, we can say dinosaurs died out millions of years ago, or this custom is beginning to die out. So that means that dinosaurs, they were slowly becoming less and less common. We couldn't see them that often. And then this custom is beginning to die out means that this custom, we don't really do it anymore. Not many people have to do this, and it's going to stop soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this rhino, I mean, he was so old that he was just sick. When you get older, your body stops working as well. So
it's kind of natural.
You know, for the rhino, this is a natural thing. It's not, at least he wasn't killed for his horn.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so here's some good news. In the article, it says advanced scientific methods may let scientists breed baby northern white rhinos in other ways. So what we're talking about here are scientific methods, and not just scientific methods, but advanced ones. Now, advanced is an adjective, and it's used to show that something is very new or modern. And it's often applied to modern technology, like this medicine or things that we use, like smartphones or machines, stuff like that. Now, as an example, we could say, many scientists believe that we shouldn't use robots in advanced weapon technology. Don't use robots to kill.
No, that's so scary. Mm. What if the robots turn on you?
Exactly.
Oh, that's very advanced. Mm-hmm. I don't want to witness that.
No.
All right, so we're learning about advanced scientific methods. Now, the word scientific is an adjective, and it means something that is related to science. So it can be from all the different branches of science, too. Like, it could be something from biology, it could be something from physics or chemistry, etc. So they're using new scientific methods, basically. That's what it means. But we can use scientific in a sentence like this. We can say, the students must provide scientific research for their report.
Okay, so these really smart scientists out there, they have found a new way, maybe, to breed baby northern white rhinos. Now, when two animals breed, they mate with each other because they want to have babies. Now, sometimes humans can make two animals breed with each other. This often happens in zoos, because they want the animals to have more babies. Now, this can be a good thing, like scientists who don't want a species to die out. However, it can be a bad thing, like the people who breed dogs just to have lots and lots of puppies. And we all know that these puppies, they suffer, and the dogs suffer, and they just don't have a very good life.
Mm. Yeah, poor puppies. And like, anyway, it could be a good or bad thing, like Aaron mentioned. Let's continue reading. It says, however, Sudan's death is a warning for people to raise awareness of and protect endangered animals. So although his death was sad, but it's actually a good kind of wake-up call for people. So that's why I say his death is a warning for us. Now, a warning is a noun, and it means something that is said or done or maybe even shown that tells about the possible danger or possible trouble. Like, you might get in trouble for this. Or a warning can also be like, if you have a bad behavior or that a certain bad behavior keeps happening, then it could lead to even worse things from happening or more bad things to happen. So a warning is just to show people, okay, if you don't do this, then this might happen. The verb warn, okay, where this verb is from, is means to tell people about a possible danger or trouble. Now, I know we see this quite often. You know, like on the, we know that smoking cigarettes is bad for you. So that's why a lot of the cigarette boxes also have a warning on there. And it's there to tell people about the bad effects of smoking and what could happen to your body if you do not stop smoking or if you do not, you know, quit and give it up. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, my mom gave me a warning after she found out I broke the window.
Don't do that again.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what this warning is for is so there are these people who like to raise awareness about endangered animals. And this is one of those cases where we say, see, now there's only two. We may not ever see these animals again. And so this is a warning. But What they're doing here is they're raising awareness. Now, when you have awareness of something, you have knowledge or you know about or you understand that thing. Now, we often use this word with the word raise, as in raise awareness, to say that we want more people to know about something. So we raise awareness of important issues like plastic in the oceans or endangered animals to make more people learn about these problems that we have. Here's an example. Mrs. Sullivan's class is trying to raise awareness about air pollution in the city.
So, yeah, with his death, we now know, wow, there's only two rhinos left. So
what should we do?
Maybe we need to do more things to not just help the northern white rhinos now, but maybe to help other animals who are endangered or who are about to, you know, become extinct because of all the things that we're doing to kind of kill them off. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today, something we kind of talked about at the end of our article. What can you do to protect endangered animals?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
You have to raise awareness, right?
Yes.
So you should, we should tell more people, educate more people about, you know, what we do that affects animals or what we're doing that's killing off certain animals. So I definitely think raising awareness is one of them. So more people know about it.
Right. I think, and this is very, very hard to do, that the culture around believing that animals have properties that make us better needs to change.
So like we mentioned with the horns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we need to stop killing animals because we think their body parts make us feel better. Because they don't, and it's not scientifically proven to do. Now, this is a very, very hard thing to do, but I don't think much is going to change until we change that culture.
That's true. Yeah. I think getting to the root of the problem is actually going to make people, you know, stop doing these things.
Yeah, respect the animals more and kind of learn how to do things in other ways. Basically, stop killing the animals.
Yeah. Just stop it. It's not nice.
All right.
All right. So you guys can talk about it. What can you do to protect endangered animals? Maybe you can do, you can make a change. You can do something personally. Take a stand, you know. Make an action, do something, or, you know, just tell more people about it. So that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Last male northern white rhino dies. The last male northern white rhino has died at the Olpajata Conservancy in Kenya. The animal, Sudan, leaves only two remaining females, his daughter, Najin, and granddaughter, Fatou. This makes the northern white rhinoceros more endangered than the other species of rhinos in the world. In the 1960s, about 2,300 northern white rhinos lived in the wilds of Central Africa. However, their numbers fell because people hunted rhinos for their horns. Some people in Southeast Asia use it as medicine, even though it is not effective to treat health problems. Before he died, Sudan had been long in the tooth, at 45 years old, which is 90 in human years. He suffered from many age-related health problems. His death means that northern white rhinos will likely die out soon. Advanced scientific methods may let scientists breed baby northern white rhinos in other ways. However, Sudan's death is a warning for people to raise awareness of and protect endangered animals.
Vocabulary Review. Horn.
The goat is one kind of animal that has horns. The bull is another. Suffer. I can't come to work today. I'm suffering from a hurt ankle and can't walk. Advanced.The scientist's ideas were so advanced for his time that no one took them seriously. Scientific. This scientific study aims to create new medicines for cancer. Warning. The teacher gave the student a warning about being kicked out of school.If he started another fist fight in class. Awareness. The police started a new program to raise awareness of the dangers of drunk driving.